Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Shout out to Anthony and all of the postal workers, all the mailmen walking the beat, all the different delivery people that listen to the show. And we keep them moving. You keep us moving, that's for sure. So we shout out to them and thank you for them.
Who is the best delivery service out there? I'm trying to figure out. Who's number one? Like, I mean, cause somebody has to be number one.
I wonder
customer satisfaction.
Oh, you're going with like a JD Power and Associates kind of rating?
Yeah. Who's number
one? That's an easy
there?
Google, Bart. You know that, right? You can Google that.
I'd much rather the drivers call in and tell us.
You just want to start beef. That's all you're doing.
Who disrespects the packages more? Like even the customers out there. Like,
yeah, I used to work at FedEx. I would just punt that package down the driveway. I didn't even feel like walking up that driveway.
I use it as a seat cushion.
Yeah. All right, if you want to start that beef.
I just want to know. I mean, we're talking about competition. We talk about teams and who's the best teams.
Yes.
I mean, out there, who's the best team?
All right.
You know what I mean? Who's going to get that package to you and it's not going to cost you $1 billion? Who's going to get that package to you on time?
Now, we usually do this around the holidays, right? We usually do this around the holiday time. We love to do that because that's when they're working overtime, double time, and all that stuff. So let's save it for then, but it's a great conversation to have. By the way, Lactavius used to work for UPS.
You used to work for UPS?
Lactavius did.
What can Brown do for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Stosh, too?
Were you in a warehouse or were you delivering?
I was a supervisor in the warehouse.
Wow.
Ah, so when the packages got lost, they came looking for your ass.
That's the thing with Renee, right? Like Renee, you know, would you be like one of the... Like, Renee would never be one of the linemen, right?
Renee has
to be the quarterback. I got to be the quarterback.
I was getting dirty in there, bro.
Were you?
Yeah, oh, man.
You were
the packages and everything. Mm-hmm. I got promoted. I didn't start off that way. I started off loading the trucks.
Yeah.
Sweating like crazy.
Oh, your back.
Everybody hated you.
Oh, man, back crazy. So you were preparing the trailers.
Yeah, man. I was 53-foot trailers that would go out every night. That was me.
Those trucks, baby. I like it. It's a hustle. By the way, Bart, I didn't mention it is Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is hour number three. And when it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour. It's the power hour.
I mean, eventually we'll get to this is just the fake gong, obviously. Why isn't like Renee in the studio hitting the gong for us?
I am in here.
Like, why when it's hour number three? You know what it is when it's hour number three. You know it better than anybody.
All right, you know what? Hold on 1 second.
This is what I'm saying.
Slacker.
Right? Yeah, man. First of all, he's playing new. He's playing Gallagher, first of all.
He's playing something. I'd rather not know. Really wonder why the lights are always off in the control room.
Well, it's always fingerprints everywhere.
That's all right, weird, I'm too. Back. All right, well, it's Bart, it's hour number three. What does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. See, it sounds so much better when it's real.
I thought it sounded just like the virtual one.
No, that sounds better. No.
Wow. I feel... Like, that's a shot at me for hitting the gong the way that I did.
No, you hit it right in the spot.
I really should take the gong home with me. Therefore, it's with us all the time.
No, I hit it.
Why don't we just buy an extra gong, man?
I should get an extra gong.
Why don't we just buy another one?
We need Greg to send us another gong.
I come in here every day, and I test it out to make sure that it's
still
works.
You do?
Yeah, every day.
Can we expense that?
I think we could expense the... Can we ask Justin? Can JC let us know if it's allowable to expense another gong for when we are on location? Yeah, I think that's important.
Because
one needs to stay in the studio.
It's dope. And then when we go out, like if we're going out to Margaritaville or something like that, right? We should have the gong there. We should let the guests hit it.
We are going to be on location in September. I am told that. In a couple of different places. And in fact, Bart, I think we're going home.
Yeah, I'm coming home.
Yeah, it's going to be a big celebration. Home. Lots to share with you, certainly, everybody, coming up for this football season. That's why you got to keep it right here. Meanwhile, let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger. The Atlanta Braves, in two games now at home in the four-game set,
really
have gotten it done against the Mets. They have, like, Bart, first of all, show some respect. I mean, the Braves did get it done in these first two games, as they needed to.
Did they
because they were embarrassed losing 4 out of 5 yep. at Citi Field. And what was a good series, but they could not win. You know, they won one game out of that series. So they needed to send a message and at least stay in the hunt. And by winning the first two games of this series, they did just that for the division. So you give some respect there. Yes, I know. Yes,
I got a text. I got a text message.
Oh?
And
what is that?
Mad Max said, hey, you knocked them down.
Oh, here
don't
we
you
go.
You try knocking me down.
Here we go.
Hey, yo. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, Cunha. Mm-hmm. Ain't heard no bell.
Ding, is that how Max Scherzer sounds?
That's how he said it. That might not be how that's how he said it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. The matchups now are in your favor, and we'll see how the rest of this series goes. But with that in mind, and again, the Mets have played really well out of the All-Star break, aside from these two games, which you and I'm saying, I'm not surprised.
He's got injuries.
Now, Carrasco, and then last night, Taiwan Walker gets hurt. So two starters now with some injuries to be concerned about. But we were talking with David Cone yesterday, and he said something really that stood out to me. Because I was asking him about the Dodgers and, you know, them losing Walker Buehler, but they have been quietly, in a weird way, the best team in baseball. They have the highest run scored, and they have the lowest ERA. I mean, this is a team that has been fantastic, and yet they haven't really had their main, you know, Buehler has not been good this year, and they haven't had Kershaw. But yet still, all they do is win. Now, yeah. Now it was last week, we talked with, tell me, come on, former Red Sox, you knew he wasn't going to give the Yankees any credit.
Kevin Millar.
And we asked him to power rank the teams right now, and he had the Astros as the best team in baseball.
Baseball has the Astros as the favorite to win it,
okay,
too, right?
Well, all right. Well, okay. But then we asked David Cohen, and I said, well, David Cohen, like hey, I mean, the Buehler injury might not affect him right now, but it probably will affect him in October. And, you know, do you see the Dodgers having any issues getting to a World Series? His response about a Dodgers-Mets matchup?
I don't think anybody wants to play the Mets. The way Jacob deGrom has looked coming back, I think he was obviously the big X factor, and he has not missed a beat. I mean, just remarkable the way he came back and is just right on tune and throwing 102 miles an hour with 95-mile-an-hour sliders. There's just nobody in the game that has that kind of stuff, just pure stuff and control, maybe one of the best of all time. And then Max Scherzer, so battle ready, battle tested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mets are a nightmare. Nobody wants to face the Mets because of those two starters, and also because of Edwin Diaz at the end of the game.
Yeah,
you know, he's having a historic season in terms of strikeouts. You know, at or near the top historically all time in terms of strikeout rate. He comes in, and if he doesn't strike out two or three guys, it's an off night for him. I imagine Buck Showalter in a big game would use him for two innings, too, if he needs to, or get him in the eighth inning if he had to.
So Cone, a big believer, and of course he started with the Mets. He did play for the Mets, and he
pitched
for the Mets.
What do you say about the Yankees?
Can we just stay on this? Because this is important. When you look at where the Mets are right now, and you have those two starting pitchers, like, is it a legit thing to say, like what he just said? I don't think anybody wants to face this team. When you have a manager like Buck Showalter, when you have a closer like Diaz, and then you have two experienced starters in one and two, both guys have been to World Series.
Yeah.
Right? Both guys have been there, so it's not like a new place for them.
Yeah,
it fair to say that the Mets should be considered the team to beat when we get to October? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm sure you're going to say yes.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean,
but it's an interesting conversation to have.
It reminds me of when the Nationals went on their run. It was just the fact that their starting pitcher was so elite, man, that they were in games and they can win tough games because they were getting not just, you know, tremendous performances from their pitchers, they were getting length as well.
And you have a closer. I also think that's such a huge thing to have when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, Lugo get his stuff together, man.
Yeah, it hasn't been a great year for him. But their bullpen's been pretty good. I think Bassett's been good as well when you talk about a third starter. You know, again, Carrasco, Walker, those are starters that you're concerned about. And will they, you know, will there be any injuries that'll linger for them and have any impact on them? But it's really been the top. And those, you know, the first two guys, you know, are aces. And I think Chris Bassett's been pretty good as well. So you're getting good production there. I also, I'll bring it up again. I also think you can't overlook the Buck Showalter impact. I think the Mets know that they are, like, they will never be outmanaged. I love watching the way they'll play a game and play an opponent. They know everything, every little detail. If a pitcher is just terrible with somebody, you know, with a runner on, they will make sure to make that pitcher miserable. They know who to run against when it comes to outfield arms and who not. Like, they are on point. They don't miss a thing. They rarely make mistakes. That's the kind of team that you could tell trust their leadership as far as managing and preparation for games, and there's just something special happening with them.
Yeah, and they like each other, too.
I think it's fair to say, like, this is a team that you would argue could be the team to beat.
But the Dodgers, man, it's just...
They've been there, done that. That's why.
Yeah, and they're coming off that disappointing loss, you know, to the Braves, man. Like, I think they're out for blood.
Well, and then you can't discount the Braves only because what just happened last year. You know, they were a team that was dead in the water, and they stuck with it, made a couple of moves, and they turned it on. And when they got to the postseason, they were just a juggernaut. They were a great story.
I mean, the move.
So you know they can do it.
Rosario's not having the year that he had the year before. That's concerning because he was clutch for them during that run.
Mm-hmm.
Great at bats.
Yeah, but every year there's that team that sort of is the special story, right? Every year there's just that team.
This year's
that
the Orioles.
You just feel about. Well, I mean, the Orioles have been interesting, and boy, if they do get a wild card, that alone would just be kind of cool, right? Because it's been so long for Baltimore.
That's one of those historical type of places,
too. But would you
want
to play them? I wouldn't want to play them.
Yeah, because you have to be expected to beat them. And they coming in carefree, playing with house money, man. That's always a dangerous team to play with.
Yeah. So, again, are the Mets the team to beat? I mean, the Astros just seem to be that team that won't go away. And when you look at the American League, it's like, who is the team that can beat the Astros? It should be the Yankees who have the best record can't beat them. Even if I'll say this, Bart. If they get it right, like this little thing, this 2-11, just as that blip, they get healthy, and by September, it's like, all right, here they are. Okay, there's the Yankees we saw in April, May, and June, right? That's the team. If that happens, I still, going into October, would say I could not favor them over the Astros. You just can't, because of recent history shows you they just can't beat this team.
And once again, it's an older manager that's seen it all, that's not going to get outmanaged.
Dusty Baker. Yeah.
So when you ask,
and doesn't always have to stick to the numbers. Always have to do.
Remember, he said, I had a feel, right? That was last year we talked to him, and he said he had a feel. And he kept him in.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's certainly where it's at. But they just
went out there. We thought he was going to take him out. He was like, nah.
And be careful here if you're the Yankees too, because what you don't want is the potential of a Game 7 in Houston. We've seen that movie before.
But listen,
you don't want that. You've got to make sure that you, whatever you recover from, you gain back, you know, the top seed in the American League, because that is also a dangerous proposition. If you do get into a series with them and you have to play the beginning of the series there, which is a house of horrors, and then the end of the series there. You know, that which has bad history as well. So just something to keep in mind. But on the Mets side of things, yes, two losses. Yes, the Braves have pushed back. But as David Cohen said, they are made up of something special this year that could make them the team that nobody wants to face. And they are certainly getting it done. And that is with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's get to some calls coming up in just a moment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So we go through the NFL today. So Mecole Hardman in Kansas City is helped off the field. He made a catch, landed awkwardly. And you know, with no Tyreek Hill, it's more wide receiver by committee for Patrick Mahomes. So a little concern there on that front. Dan Graziano telling us before the show even begins that the Deshaun Watson appeal process could be decided at some point either today or tomorrow, with the thought that the sides have been negotiating and maybe they won't even need to get the result of the appeal because they're negotiating some type of a settlement, which is kind of curious, right?
It's crazy, man. Like then why are we even wasting our time if y'all could have just came to a settlement?
If they just
agreed to have a settlement to begin with.
It is so true. Derwin James, the all-pro safety from the L.A. Chargers, who's been in a hold-in, as he hasn't been participating in practice, but he has been at training camp, at meetings and whatnot. They have now reached an agreement with him on a four-year, $76.4 million contract extension. It makes him the highest-paid safety in the league history at $19.13 million per year. And that Chargers defense now with him, they signed J.C. Jackson, the cornerback. They trade for Khalil Mack. They already have Joey Bosa, of course. Chargers going to be very interesting. The AFC West, Bart, is going to be tough.
No, it's the toughest division in all of football. You know, comparable to last year when you had the NFC West. They're going to be having haymakers on each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's not going to make it because of their conference record. You know, their division record.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
But they're going to
have a winning record, but because that division is so tough, you don't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's get some calls going here. If people want to talk to you, talk with us. Let's go to Jay in Queens. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good afternoon. I know you guys are talking about the packages thing, but you help sanitation as well. I work for sanitation and listen to you guys all the time and argue back and forth over picking up all that garbage. So thank you guys.
God bless you guys. God bless you guys, because that's a dirty job. Mike Rowe, that's a dirty job. I respect you for that, because without you guys, the city smells.
Just two quick things. As you were talking about the settlement a few minutes ago, I think the reason they waited is because it gives them a floor and a starting point. So this way they won't give up too much, and it's on the NFL side, since they picked this lawyer and all of this, it gives them a floor and a ceiling to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why they didn't go to this settlement in the beginning. And quickly, the second point is the Mets, I think they're a dangerous team. I think the last two games of this series are going to dictate whether they're going to win the division or not. But having Bassett as a third starter, being able to take some of those other starters that have been solid, put them in middle relief, and then having a closer, offense is pretty good, and you got an experienced manager. So they're a dangerous team for sure.
Thank you, guys.
And I appreciate it. Sanitation appreciates it too, you guys. Take care. Thank you.
Jay, thank you. And all your coworkers, sanitation, so important, obviously, what you guys do. Much respect.
Yes.
That's how I feel about it. I'm telling you, I think the manager aspect of this cannot be overlooked from the Mets' perspective. In fact, David in Maui wants to talk about that a little bit more. David?
Mr. Hahn, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Who would you rather have as your skipper, Aaron Boone or Buck Showalter?
That's a no-brainer.
I mean, look.
Tell them how you really feel.
I'm not trying to disrespect Aaron Boone at all, but I would take Buck Showalter, 6 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's amazing he even waited 3 years to get a job. It's amazing to me he did. He had to wait.
If Showalter was your skipper, would he beat the Astros?
I love that question.
That's what I was saying.
I you know what? I don't know how to answer that, because remember, the Yankees still stick to the analytics. They still stick to everything that they do, but it's not necessarily what the Yankees do that doesn't work. Because, I mean, some of these games they played against the Astros are low-scoring games. So it's not like they're giving up the so many runs and they're not doing well. It's the way the Astros are playing them, and they just know how to attack the Yankee bats, especially their biggest bats. Would they change their strategy? Would Buck Showalter say, all right, I see what they're doing. We got to do this now. That's a great question, David. It's a great question. I wish we could ever get the answer, but unfortunately we never will. But, I mean, I will not hesitate that. Buck Showalter, to me, should have been the Yankee manager once they moved on from Joe Girardi. They just decided to go with Aaron Boone.
Well, ageism, right? And everybody wants somebody that's
camera friendly.
You know what I mean?
They didn't see Buck as a guy that could be warm and cuddly with younger players, but apparently he can. Apparently he gets it.
So, what's the guy out in for the Angels that had the mohawk and they fired
help me out, Stosh. The Rays, well, former Rays
manager. I know Phil Nevins is out there.
You kill me when you throw the – and I just can't think of the name.
He came out with the mohawk. He's like, hey, I could be cool.
The former Rays
fun.
Manager
like,
who was managing it. What the hell is his
it's
name?
It's not Cash, is it?
No, man. Like, why am I slipping? Everybody
Joe
on Twitter.
Madden?
Yeah, Joe Madden.
Yeah, Joe Madden.
Jeez.
Joe Madden.
Joe Madden got the mohawk and then got fired that day. It's like, that was a bad decision.
He got to cut the hair off.
Right.
Like, what did I do after that?
I'm going to get the guys going by getting his mohawk, and he shows up and says, hey, Joe, come in the office before you go in the clubhouse. But wait, I wanted to show my mohawk. Yeah, keep the hat on, Joe. Keep the hat on. Chris in Long Island wants to talk to Bart. What's up, Chris?
Bart, I don't know how it's going, but Bart, I just got a question. So, Jalen Hurts can make plays with his feet, but has a hard time when they force him to throw. You said the same thing about Trey Lance. Why don't you keep that same energy with Lamar Jackson, man?
Because Lamar Jackson's been an MVP.
You're showing your home.
No. Because Lamar Jackson does that better than both of them, and he's done it to the tune of being an MVP. Like, he's an MVP. You can't question somebody when they become the most valuable player in the NFL. So that's the difference.
Bart. He was the first one to do it, though. That's why. These other two are doing it just like him, and all three of them have the same issue. When you force him to throw, all three teams struggle when it comes to that point. There's a reason why Lamar hasn't gotten over the hump in the playoffs. So you can't be using that same energy to say Jalen Hurts is average and Trey Lance is average, and then not say Lamar's an NFL player, but Lamar's not a superstar quarterback yet because he still can't throw.
Right. Okay. Well, he can throw good enough, and this is the issue. Those two guys on that team have better players on the offensive side of the ball than Lamar Jackson. We've never seen. Who's Lamar Jackson? No. Sammy Watkins. Come on, man. Tell me this. Name me two receivers outside of Mark Andrews on his team.
I gave you Hollywood Brown, and he just got traded. And give me before Devontae.
You ain't said nothing.
Bart. When Carson Wentz got benched, who was Jalen Hurts throwing to when he was 3-1 before Devontae Smith got there? He had Dallas Goddard. That's it.
But he has the best offensive line in the business.
Like, look at the Ravens offensive line.
Stanley hasn't been there in 2 years. Orlando Brown Jr.
And they had
He's in Kansas City. They had to go out and get the kid from Iowa to try and get an offensive line.
Chris, we got to leave it there. But you put up a good fight, man. Like I will say, Chris made some very valid points. Bart, he certainly did.
Listen, Lamar Jackson. Those are two of the best rosters: San Francisco and Philadelphia.
See, your response should have been this: Trey Lance has zero experience compared to Lamar Jackson, right? Jalen Hurts has less experience than Lamar Jackson. So you can't make those comparisons because they have less – you have seen less out of them to prove they can be what Lamar Jackson has
become. That's your
argument. What Chris is saying is right when it comes to face value. But the flaw in his argument is that those were the same questions about Lamar until he – ended those questions.
Right.
I don't know if Jalen Hurts can do that. The special things that Lamar does. And I have no idea what Trey Lance can do because he's barely played college, let alone in the NFL. So that's why you have the argument that you have. Simple as that. All right, see? I helped you out. 888-7293-776. We got your calls and more of your calls certainly coming up. If you want to challenge Bart on that stuff. Also, the NBA schedule is coming out. at the top of the hour, so we'll know where everybody's going to play and who they're going to play against and all that stuff, and some interesting matchups. And I'm going to give you a reason why the NBA sort of hints to you, and so do the broadcasters, the broadcast teams, they hint to you what may be happening with certain teams just simply by what the schedule looks like. I will explain. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Come on, give me it like you really mean it.
I say, yeah.
It's close.
Brim on the flow.
It's Bart and Han, Alan, yeah. Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We've got your calls. We got them racked up. We'll get to them. So in about a half hour, Bart, the NBA will release the 2022-23 regular season schedule. And it is interesting how there are some things that get, you know, kind of get leaked out, different reports that you see about the schedule. And one that really jumped to my attention was one that Brian Lewis, Nets writer for the New York Post, tweeted this last night. The Nets visit the Warriors on January 22nd in San Francisco at the Chase Center. It would be Kevin Durant's first game back at Golden State with a full crowd in the stands.
Will it?
And yeah, which is like, all right, that's pretty significant, right? I mean, he won a couple of championships there and obviously left there. So it would probably be some type of interesting response by the crowd, how they handle all that stuff, right? You'd think that's a pretty big game. Plus the fact that it's just the Nets, Kevin Durant, yeah, playing the Warriors, who just won a championship.
Yeah.
He says the game will be aired on NBA TV.
Yeah, that means they don't expect Kevin Durant to be there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's January. First of all, the game is on January 22nd, which is like middle of just the season.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is, you're telling me that ESPN or TNT weren't interested in this game?
But you know, ESPN, NBA TV kind of like takes some special games for themselves. It's kind of like the NFL Network.
No, it's not. No, NBA TV is also owned by Turner as well as TNT. NBA TV just gets games. They call them national games, but not everybody has it. It's not like NFL Network. It's, you know, it's NBA TV. It does a great job putting games on a national level, but they generally are the local broadcast. They're not always a separate broadcast. They just take the home broadcast feed and they play it.
You know,
a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times that you'll get that. The point is that if this is too big of a game to not be on either ESPN or TNT. So wouldn't it suggest to you that they're like, nah, nobody expects Kevin Durant to be there by January 22nd? Don't you think that's what it means?
Yeah, I think maybe they think, you know, I mean, they can only assume that, you know, he's going to get his wish granted. Somebody's going to pony up enough of the assets to get him. But I mean, I'm excited to, you know, the one I want,
yep,
and one I'm looking for.
Is.
I'm waiting to see when the hell Philadelphia playing the Nets, because I want to see Ben Simmons' reaction when he go back to Philly. He can't hide this year. He got to go.
It's funny you say that, because that should be
the Christmas game, really.
Well, again, of the Christmas slate that has been already announced.
We have to play the Knicks. We got
it's
the
Sixers,
Knicks.
Knicks.
Have to play on Christmas.
Yeah, because
they have to Sixers, play on
Christmas. Nets. Wait. No, no. The Knicks don't have to play on Christmas. No, they don't.
They take their ass off because they don't deserve it. They might be out of the playoffs by then.
There was a couple of years there where they did not play on Christmas when they have been bad. And you're telling me. Wait, but that brings me back to that. You're telling me the league doesn't say to itself, yeah, that's the game. Nets Sixers in Philly. Ben Simmons in Philly.
We know, like, Ben got to be there.
You
Ben
don't want that
there.
Game?
Ben got to
be
there.
Well, why do you think the NBA decided we're not going to have that game? You think it's because we got to have the Knicks? No. It's because we have no idea if Kevin Durant's going to be there.
But even with Ben Simmons, that's more star power than anything that the Knicks have outside of Spike Lee.
Maybe that's the season opener. What if that's the season opener? Nets at Sixers. Season opener. ESPN.
Then that got some sizzle.
You like that, don't you? All of a sudden you like that?
Yeah, that got sizzle.
But the fact that they didn't put them on Christmas also does suggest that they might not expect either Kevin Durant to be there, or who knows if Kyrie's going to play. And that is also part of this equation, right? We don't know if he's going
to
play.
Kyrie has no excuse not to play now. It's not a vaccine thing. So if he don't play and he don't play enough games.
You don't
games,
think he'll find
he's
something?
Gonna, he's going to hurt his value. No, because what I tell you about players in contract years. You don't be in their best behavior.
You get the best out of them. Yes,
he's already lost his Nike bread. He need to recoup.
Yeah.
So I mean, Kyrie going to be on a mission.
The funny thing is with the, again, all we know are the Christmas Day matchups right now. And again, it's Sixers, Knicks, Bucks, Celtics, Lakers, Mavericks, Warriors, Grizzlies, Suns, Nuggets. Out of these teams here, right? Like, which of these teams, like, for instance, the Lakers, where do you think they're going to be come Christmas? That they're playing Luka and the Mavs. Will the Lakers be like, oh, wow, okay, the Lakers kind of that juggernaut we thought they'd be, and AD looks great, and Russ.
They'll be above 500.
You think they'll be above 500? Yeah. So you're expecting something better out of the Lakers this year?
I expect them to be the seventh seed.
Warriors, Grizzlies, Ja Morant, all that smoke, all that stuff, right? Yeah.
What I want to see is, because if Ja would have played last year, it could have been a different series, and this is a team that has – see the Golden State Warriors as their rabbit, the person that they're chasing.
Yep.
They're running faster because they're chasing they're chasing a dynasty. But for me, I want to see how these young guys come to the party. Like, okay, yeah, you picking on these guys because they're a little slower. You guys are a little bit more physical. You guys are faster. Well, guess what? My name is Wiseman. Hello, everybody. I'm 7 feet tall, and I can dunk, and I can shoot threes. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Holla at me.
So you want to see like him?
I want to see that youth. Yes.
The youth of the Warriors to say, you think the dynasty's over? You think these are all old guys?
You think you're gonna bully us? You think you're okay? Say hello to the bad guy. My name Wiseman. If you come around here, I'm gonna scrape the leg.
How about Bucks-Celtics? Is Bucks-Celtics the conference finals matchup?
It's a rematch because Middleton's going to be there, and they're going to try and prove a point that, yeah, if we would have had Middleton, we would have won another championship.
Hmm.
Who's that guy? Who they got? They went and got somebody from Utah. They got Ingles, right? I like Ingles.
You like Ingles?
I like Ingles.
Laura? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. All right, we'll finish up with your calls and also some trade talks in the NBA that kind of went dormant. Well, they've woken up. We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. It's where I spent most of my days. Children,
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So, the Donovan Mitchell trade conversations went dormant for a little while there. According to The Athletic, they have now been reignited between the Knicks and the Jazz. Although, the report, it's funny how the report says that the sides are talking again, though no deal is imminent and nothing has changed. What are they talking about then? But, you know, it does seem like they have now said, okay, let's try to get this done. And as I've told you, Bart, I do expect something to get done, before training camp. So over the next, couple of weeks. I guarantee it'll get done when I'm off. You know, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. How expensive would this be?
Well, that's the question, right? So my guess is you're going to see this thing go to as many as perhaps five firsts. It's a very good chance you're going to see five. The question, what I don't think is going to happen, I don't think the Knicks are giving up more than one prospect. Maybe, if they give up two, I'd be surprised. But it could happen.
What about draft picks?
I told you, five.
Five. Ooh, 5-1.
So five draft picks.
Can we get rid of Fournier?
I think Fournier makes the most sense because he's the two. So you're replacing him as a starter, right? You have to get rid of the guy you're replacing.
Yes.
So you'd need somebody. Like they have to exchange, and then the money does kind of work a little bit. So, I'm thinking it's going to be something in that range. But I do think the pick-wise, package-wise, five, man. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to give up. And also the protections. Who knows if some are unprotected. Like, that's a lot. So keep an eye on this. We'll see where it goes. But there are other teams. The Jazz are still trying to get some other team to give them something to force the Knicks into some type of leverage. But I think the Knicks are sitting back knowing that they have the best. I mean, who else is giving up five first-round picks?
Nobody got none.
Right. And if you don't gut your roster, if you don't gut your rotation, I think you did all right.
Yeah, I mean, because we don't know what those picks are going to turn out to. That's right. To become Kevin Knox, Neal Akina. Like, come on, man. Like,
why do you have to bring up those
Obi Toppin? Yeah, you can have Obi, too, if you want.
No, I like Obi. But, again, so we'll see where this goes. There's still plenty of time. I mean, Kevin Durant stuff's still out there certainly as well. But Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks, not dead. Conversations still going on. We'll take your calls next.
Bart and Han.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Name that tune, Bart Scott.
Little House on the Prairie.
Can you do it? It's so funny how I said it subtly when you were talking about how, I guess, Joe Ingles, right? And you said, I like Ingles, and I said, Laura? And you just kept going?
I didn't know the names of Little House on the Prairie. That came out before I came, so I would always see reruns on it on, like, the TV network or something like that. You know what I mean? But I knew what Michael Landon was, man, because I was a huge fan
That's
of
Paul.
I was always a huge fan of Highway to Heaven. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What's the one he had after that?
What was it? Who was the former NFL player in that show? Highway to Heaven had a former NFL player in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the beard, his partner.
Merle Olsen,
yeah, that's it. Yeah. There it is. Stosh knew. How did you not know that, Bart?
Because, man, he played in the 70s before I was born.
But yet you know the show. You watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you didn't know he was an
NFL player?
I didn't
know that player? Was Merle. Hold on. That one to do with his guy always had the cap on with the beard, is it? That's Merle Olsen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And there was always a moment in that show when Michael Landon was like, you could just see tears welling up in his eyes. Yeah. That guy could cry on demand.
He could be at a comedy show and
he could just cry on demand.
He was a huge cowboy too, man. He ruled to like the Western days.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a huge cowboy. I mean, really, Little House on the Prairie is basically a damn near cowboy.
He was like a drifter, but he had always took care of people. It was a
Highway to Heaven. That's solid.
That was unbelievable.
I missed that. I missed Hardcastle and McCormick. That was a dope series.
You like those shows? Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
Hard Case. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Nate in Ohio's been waiting a bit. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I actually wanted to talk to Kevin Durant. I know Bart touched on it, and you kind of were dismissive of it yesterday. I think there's one team that should just be moving heaven and earth to get KD, and that's the Denver Nuggets.
I mean,
play with the Joker, biggest, best passing big man we might have ever seen.
Who are you giving
one
up?
Of the best pure shooters we've ever
seen. I'm giving up Jamal Murray and Michael Porter.
Jamal Murray, Michael Porter. I'm not taking
Michael
Porter.
And maybe throw Aaron Gordon in there. Round picks.
If you're giving me,
Give you Jamal Murray. Baby.
Well, I think absolutely.
I'll take Jamal Murray in a heartbeat. I didn't think anybody would do that. I would take Jamal Murray. He's coming back fully healthy this year. I think they want to see what he and Jokic can do together with that group and Gordon and all them, as Stephen A. would say, and them boys. But if you're offering that, if I'm Sean Marks, I'm listening.
Okay, so Jamal Murray.
I just don't think Denver has offered
Jamal Murray and Gordon and some draft picks, and we'll hold on to Michael Porter since you don't want him. If we can ever get that Larry Bird back.
Well, not his bad back issues.
But could you imagine those three, that court, that's a big three for that ass.
But you don't have a back court at all, though. Like, you'd really have to upgrade your back court. You'd do a little bit better.
Well, you'll have to give a Seth Curry. You have to give something back.
Yeah, I would think you would have to get a guard back if you're giving up a guy like Murray. But no, Nate, I wasn't dismissing it as it wouldn't be a good deal. Yeah. I was just saying I don't see Denver being interested right now in kind of a shakeup.
Why not? Because that guarantees
they haven't won a championship. You'd think they want to win one. This is how you do it.
That would be one of the favorites. They would be one of the favorites. With Jamal Murray, they're not one of the favorites. You put Kevin Durant and Jokic together. Come on, man. Inside, outside, big man. Come on.
No, that would be really interesting because of the passing ability that Jokic has. The ability also to open up the floor because he can shoot threes. His rebounding, his ability to get the fast break. Like, Jokic is so – we don't give him enough credit, obviously, because when you look at him, like, we just kind of see this
– He looks like Bobby Hill. Bobby Hill went on a diet.
Yeah. Like, just because of the way he looks, we maybe not enough – basketball people know how good Jokic is. Yeah. It's just the surface fans just don't really take it seriously. But that dude is good. He is like Ben Roethlisberger during his career. You'd look at Ben like, look at this guy. But yet, Ben Roethlisberger was a beast. Like, he was good.
Two-time MVP. So
that's right.
So would you give up Would you give up Murray?
Yeah. I would. 100%. I would. Yes. If I'm Denver,
that's the future. Denver,
I would give up Jamal Murray for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
What we say about Giannis when Giannis won his two MVPs? Well, you better win a chip now, right? You got to win a chip. It's about winning a chip. Well, Jokic has won two MVPs. It's about winning a chip now. And when you're a franchise and you have a guy that good, that's why when Steve Nash won back-to-back MVPs with the Phoenix Suns, the failure was they never were able to parlay his elite level into a championship. There was always a better team, including the Spurs or the Lakers. They could never get the pieces to win a championship. And so if you're Denver, you don't know how much longer this window is open for a guy like Jokic to be at the top of his game, the best player in the sport. So if you're going to go for it, what Nate just called in about, what you just said, Bart, that's going for it. Yeah. Is it crazy? Is it like, well, why would you give it to Jamal Murray? Because, yes, I know Jamal Murray is really good, but I already know what I'm getting in Kevin Durant.
And you're putting him with somebody.
And if you're the Nets, I can get Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do. I'm going to have that conversation, Bart.
And you look at you know, they're at the height of their – Jokic's at the height of his superpowers.
That's what I mean. This is certainly the time. All right, well, in a few minutes, it'll be time for the NBA to release its schedule for the coming season. The Knicks, the Pistons at the Garden, opening night. Bart Scott, me and you, we are there.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.